Daniel's last prophecy, the epilogue. We could have concluded this study at Daniel 12:4, for there ends the prophecy given by the angel which had started at 11:2. However, the remaining verses of Daniel 12 do contain three time periods, and no consideration of the prophecy would be complete without considering them. Over 7 years ago, the present writer advocated a starting date of 688, the year when the Dome of the Rock began to be built, for all three time periods, giving the following fulfillments. 688 plus 1260 is 1948. 688 plus 1290 is 1978. And 688 plus 1335 is 2023. Whilst 1948 seemed reasonable for the expiry of the 1260 period, nothing which could be interpreted as an event signifying the end of the 1290 period seemed to occur in 1978. A reappraisal of the interpretation of these time periods is therefore necessary. Do we need to scrap it entirely, or can it be adjusted in the light of what has happened? Our consolation is that whilst reinterpretation is necessary, a radical change in our understanding of these time periods is not required. The 1260 days. Having received a prophecy from the angel, Daniel saw two other angels, one on the left side of the river Tigris, the other on the right, and above the river stood another angel clothed in white linen, the same angel who was seen by Daniel before the prophecy was given to him. This angel we believe to be Palmoni, the numberer of secrets, or the wonderful numberer, the great controlling angel into whose hands the Almighty has committed the working out of the great prophetic time periods, and to whom even Gabriel and Michael are subordinate. To Palmoni was addressed the question which we believe to be incorrectly translated in the authorized version and to be more correctly rendered by Young: till when is the end of these wonders? And Rotherham: how long shall be the end of the wonders? Why do we say that the AV is wrong? The answer quite simply is that if the question was how long shall it be to the end of these wonders, then the answer given by Palmoni was wrong, for his reply was a time times and a half, which, according to the well-established principle of a year for each day, is 1260 years, and the year when Palmoni uttered these words was, it would seem, 537 BC. And adding 1260 brings us to 724 AD, when there was certainly no end to any wonders. Many expositors, myself included, have been quite happy to start the 1260 period from somewhere in the 7th century AD, whilst ignoring the fact that the AV translation gives no warrant for this at all. And some have argued that when Palmoni lifted up both hands, he was indicating that the 1260 should be counted twice, thus making it 2520, the same span as the seven times of Daniel 4. And this is a worthwhile thought, and when applied to the prophecy brings an interesting conclusion, because from 2520 onward, from 537 BC, brings us to this present year of 1984. However, we do not advocate this as the fulfillment of the prophecy. We are prepared, however, to accept that the holding up by the angel of his left and his right hand is an indication that twice 1260 is intended. The alternative renderings given above rule out any need to make the 2520 period start in 537 BC. However, the question that is being asked is not how long will it be till the wonders are all finished, but rather, how long is the period termed the end of these wonders. We have already argued that the time of the end is not a short period of time just before the return of Christ, but the second half of the great 25-20 year time span of Daniel 4, a period of 1260 years running from the 7th century in which the events of verses 40 onwards were fulfilled. The Hebrew word translated end in Daniel 12:6 is in fact the same as that used in 11:40 and 12:4. Nowhere in the prophecy itself is there any indication as to the duration of this end. Angels are not omniscient and have a desire to know more of the plan and purpose of God. And Palmoni, an angel of great power and authority, had already been entrusted with the knowledge of the time periods of God's purpose. Lesser angels did not have this knowledge fully and wanted to know the duration of this end period. And in their questioning, they also represent the desire of God's people on earth to know these things. Whilst the raising of both hands may well indicate that the 25-20 year period of Daniel 4 is being referred to, the emphasis is on the second 1260 year half of that period. The time of the end is thus the second half of the 25-20 years. The classic interpretation of the 25-20 years of Daniel 4 is that it runs from the giving of the dream of the image to Nebuchadnezzar. This was given in the second year of Nebuchadnezzar, which was 604 BC. Adding 25-20 plus 1 to this brings us to 1917. It was in 1917 that the Turks were driven from Jerusalem and the Balfour Declaration was made, events which are vital in fulfilling 11:45 and 12:1. Palmoni went on to say, when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. If any verse can be said to mark the end of the scattering of the Jewish people, it was surely 1917. The two events referred to above marked the commencement of the restoration of the Jewish power in the land of Israel once more, and is it true that there had been a limited return of Jews to the land before 1917? But this had received a severe setback in the First World War, and many of those that had come to Israel had settled there returned because of Turkish persecution. It is true that Hitler unleashed a persecution of the Jews more terrible than any before, but this was not part of their scattering, but rather part of the process of driving them back to the land. If the 25-20 years ended in 1917, then the second 1260 period ran from 657 to 1917. We said earlier that the 7th century was marked by the establishment of the Muslim power in the East and the papal power in the West. Is there any more precise significance that can be attached to the year 657? In 656, the Caliph Othman was murdered, and Ali, the weak cousin and son-in-law of Muhammad, was acclaimed as his successor. And in 657, the governor of Syria revolted and took over as sole caliph. In 661, it was he who instigated the first Arab attempt to conquer the Eastern Roman Empire, which involved a fleet besieging Constantinople. 657, therefore, marked the commencement of the Arab push against the Roman Emperor, the event which was first marked out by the prophecy to occur during the time of the end. That's chapter 11, verse 40. The 1260 year period of chapter 12 verse 7 therefore marks out the time of fulfillment for the events of chapter 11 verse 42 12 verse 1. And after this has expired, after the Jewish scattering has ceased, all these things shall be finished. This means that the continuing of the work of Michael in standing up for the Jews, the time of trouble, the deliverance of the Jews, and the resurrection and judgment of the saints all occur in the years following 1917. Some who are critical of the idea of interpreting time periods on the basis of a day representing a year allege that the number of years which has passed since the expiry date put forward, during which time the Lord has not returned, demonstrate that the proposed fulfillment and the method of its interpretation by which it was arrived at are not valid. We reject this view. There are no grounds whatsoever for supposing that Daniel 12 verse 7 indicates that the return of Jesus would very shortly follow the expiry of the 1260 year period. In terms of the overall span of the prophecy, another 70 or so years from the expiry of the 1260 years in 1917 is quite small. Regarding the 1290 and 1335 days, an expiry of the 1260 year period in 1917 provides a satisfactory expiry date for the 1290 days in 1948. When the state of Israel received its independence. At first sight, this might appear to be 31 years. However, the Balfour Declaration was made in November 1917 and Jerusalem captured from the Turks in December 1917. The United Nations resolution approving the partition of Palestine into a Jewish and an Arab state was passed in November 1947. And independence achieved in May 48. So far as Jewish years were concerned, the first year of the extra 30 ran from autumn 1917 to autumn 1918, and the last year from autumn 1947 to autumn 1948. It is therefore accurate to speak of there being 30 years between the driving of the Turk from Jerusalem and the independence of Israel. And such an interpretation of the 1290 years would give an expiry date of 1993 for the 1,335 years, which in the present world situation seems to be ample. However, this interpretation has one serious drawback. Verse 11 says, from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away and the abomination that maketh desolate set up, there shall be 1290 days. Can it be said that an abomination that maketh desolate was set up in 657? The answer seems to be no. A question that now springs to mind is, does the 1290 period have to start in the same year as the 1260 period? And the answer seems to be that there is no reason in the text for it to do so. The two verses are not directly linked. Yet, by abandoning a common starting date, we're also abandoning the fact that there are 30 years between the Turk being driven out of Jerusalem and the state of Israel being set up. Another look is called for. We readily assume that from the time that means, this is verse 11, from the time that means from the year that. Yet the Hebrew word eth is that used in the phrase which has received close consideration, the time of the end. Now, the time of the end is not a year in which something happens, but a span of years. Why should eth not mean a span of years in chapter 12, verse 11 as well? It would then refer to the span of years in which the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolate shall be set up. And this has already been identified as having occurred in AD 70, when the Romans besieged and captured Jerusalem. However, it did not begin and end in AD 70, for the Roman occupation continued until they were driven out by the Arabs. The Roman time during which the sacrifice was taken away and the abomination set up began in the first century and ended in the seventh. Then the 1290 years commence. This interpretation has one great advantage as against other interpretations of this verse. It means all four references to the desolating power refer to the Romans. The transgression of desolation in 8:13, the overspreading of abominations which shall make it desolate in 9:27, and the abomination that maketh desolate in 11:31 and 12:11. And this is consistent with the reference by Christ in the Mount Olivet prophecy to the abomination, where it is obviously referring to the Romans. In the earlier article in the series, we gave special attention to how the pagan Roman Empire fulfilled the prophecy of 1131. In particular, we referred to the building of the Roman city of Aelia Capitolina on the site of Jerusalem, and the erection of a temple to Jupiter on the site of the Jewish temple. And as we pointed out then, the word shikwats, translated abomination, seems to refer to idolatry. But idolatry did not end when the Roman Empire became nominally Christian. However, our interpretation of 11:36-39 referred to the worship of saints that was characteristic of so-called Christian Rome. Constantine's mother, Helena, visited Jerusalem in 326. And caused churches to be built on the so-called holy sites. And from then on, Jerusalem was defiled by this new form of Roman idolatry until the Arabs took over. Thus, in the term abomination that maketh desolate, we have the idea of a power which fills Jerusalem with false worship and brings desolation upon the Jews. Only Rome completely fulfilled this, and Rome therefore is the fulfillment of all four references to the desolating power. Thus, the abomination that maketh desolate does not last for 1290 years. It exists for a period of time. And there is then a period of 1290 years at the end of which something significant happens. In 632, Muhammad died and Abu Bakr became the first caliph or successor to Muhammad. And almost immediately in early 633, he launched an attack against the Romans. The end of the period of occupation of the Holy Land by the desolating Roman power, which was responsible for the Jews being scattered in fulfillment of prophecy, was near. And if we commence the 1290 and the 1335 year periods from 632, we get the following results: 1922 and 1967. By 1922, the office of the caliph had been vested in the Turkish sultans for centuries. And in 1922, the last sultan was stripped of the final vestiges of his power and expelled from Istanbul. Also in 1922, the League of Nations confirmed Britain's mandate over Palestine. Of course, the significance of 67 is well known. It was the year that by the independent Jewish nation took the old city of Jerusalem. However, the prophecy does say, blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1,305 days. What blessing was involved in 67? Well, for the religious-minded Jew, the capture of Old Jerusalem was indeed a great blessing, and many who read these words will have seen on film the scenes of joy at the Wailing Wall, when the Jews could at last freely go into their ancient capital. This was Tony Benson writing in the Testimony magazine.